Hey, are you ready to co-collaborate with the universe in order to unlock, unleash, and truly step into the life of your dreams? Well, my beautiful soul, you are exactly where you need to be, and you're receiving the exact message you need to step into a realm where dreams become reality and desires manifest into existence. But before we get into this week's episode, it's that time of year where I open up the doors to my always sold out transformative program, ITM, Into the Mystic. And in 4 weeks together, you and I will deep dive into the mystical realm of feminine energy, harness the power of the sun and the moon, tap into the ancient wisdom of crystals, align with your highest potential through shadow work, and master the frequency of, you guessed it, M-O-N-E-Y, money. This is your chance to embrace abundance, fulfillment, and true manifestation like never before. And for my valued podcast listeners, I'm offering an exclusive 20% discount on enrollment with the code ITM20. ITM20. Plus, I offer flexible monthly payment plans that are available to everyone to make this life-changing experience happen. Don't let this opportunity slip away. Step into the Mystic, which starts May 26th, and unleash the power within you. To start right now, just slide your finger over to the show notes and enroll today. Learn how to manifest the life of your dreams. You're listening to the Manifesting Miracles podcast. By tuning in today, you're dialing into your frequency of abundance. I'm Michelle J. Lamont, your manifestation master and guide. Ever since 2016, I've been obsessively dedicating my life to uncovering, dissecting, and analyzing every aspect of the practices and modalities in which we call manifestation. You see, you are truly more powerful than you can even imagine and fully capable of manifesting miracles on the daily. I'm going to teach you how to attract a life beyond your wildest dreams using your own divine power. So let's get started manifesting your miracles right now. Welcome, welcome, welcome. In today's episode of Manifesting Miracles, the podcast specifically designed to help you, to guide you, and to teach you how to manifest your money, your magic, your miracles, and your desires, is now going to focus today on three spiritual truths of manifesting and what you have always been taught is not what you think it is. And if this is your first time tuning in to Manifesting Miracles, well, I'm your host, Michelle Juanita Lamont. And I want you to know that your angels and your guides, your higher self, your future self, every timeline, every dimension, every version of you that has ever been or will ever be is connected in this vibrational currency that you're currently experiencing in this body known as you. All of the things that you have known in this world, you are now questioning and you are now wondering what in the fuck is really happening. And they all guided you to the vibration called Manifesting Miracles with the guide known as Michelle Juanita Lamont, myself. So if this is the first time you've ever listened to Manifesting Miracles, I want you to know that each and every episode is truly a vibrational representation of what I feel, understand, and connect with on the planet, the teaching planet Earth. And yes, I have skin in the game. And yes, you can see all the shiny objects that I've manifested, living at a home on the water, celebrities, opportunities. And then you'll also hear about the lower vibrations when I was homeless, when I was hungry, when I was beaten, downtrodden, and abandoned, not only by my father, but I felt by my heavenly father as well. And I know what that loneliness can feel like, how not prioritizing ourselves and putting everybody before us lowers that vibrational energy, how feeling that codependent cling to a drink or a drug or a person or an action, whether it's running or drinking or sex, whatever it is, all these wounds that you've endured, that you've suffered through, that you're ready to break out of, and finally, 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 fucking finally see yourself as the beautiful, bright, divine, wonderful, creative being that you came here to be, starts right here and right now. In Earth Year 2016, that's when I had my spiritual awakening. And if you don't know how it happened and the steps that got me here to you, and at this point in time, the over 350,000 of you who have listened, I want you to go back after this episode and listen to episode 2, and then maybe episode 19 and 49 and all of the others. But I want you to keep listening and keep listening and keep listening, as my entire goal is to, one, support and awaken your spiritual launch, the divine course that you're on, and to be a part of the creative process in which you're manifesting. Two, to explain to you that you're not alone and that you are in a new timeline. Three, to teach you what I've learned from all of the classes that I've taken, from all of the work that I've done, from all of the books that I've read, from the accreditations, the education, and the life experiences of coaching hundreds of thousands of people through my podcast and through my live group courses and one-on-one coaching. So in each and every one of these episodes, I am downloading your ascension, your vibration, and your need, because in that moment in time, something said, listen to this episode. Something said, hire and work with her. Something said, I'm moving into a new timeline. I'm going to try this practice that she says. I'm going to do this modality. I'm going to go in this direction. But today I wanted to focus in on what seemed to me a very important aspect, discussing your three spiritual truths for manifesting. And these three spiritual truths are not indoctrinated or written in some law. It is accumulation of 7 years of specifically working 40 to 60 hours a week, trying to realign myself from the broken, distorted avatar that I was to always moving forward and releasing all that I was. And I want to start by saying thank you. I love you. And we need you. You see, your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents, all earthbound identities of all of you and all of the people you know, were incarcerated, by the indoctrination of the Earth's 3D limiting realities. Why would the 3% of the population that owns, manipulates, and dominates everything until the spiritual awakening, which is happening right now, teach you anything but a lie? If they could incarcerate you from the moment that you can breathe, then you'll never really try to fly. You'll never really try to take those, what you believe are risks, because those wounds go too deep and that indoctrination is too strong. You see, the truth is, we are so free. We are so free that we choose incarceration. We learn incarceration and we trust those limiting bounds because risks feel unsafe. Because somebody in your reality has taught you to play it small and to keep it simple. You have been indoctrinated and incarcerated by the thoughts of scarcity. You have learned cruelty by people you love and people you don't know. You have learned and been taught that you are separated from all that is. But the truth of the matter is that science is real. 60% of your DNA is the same as trees. If they do a spinal tap on your spinal cord, they're going to reveal to you that there is stardust. That's right. Stardust in the molecular structure of your DNA. That you are not separate from the animals or the plants. You're not separated by a race. You're not separated by a religion. You're not separated or devalued by the way that you want to love or the way that you want to live in this timeline continuum. All of these indoctrinations are specifically being used to manipulate you, to keep you small and scared, and for you not to trust that you came here to experience these things and to break free from that matrix. And when you rise, you start to enlighten every single person, not only around you, but every version within you, past, present, and future. But on this polluted planet with polluted food, tainted animal source, water sources, it is very difficult and it has seemed all too hard. I understand. I get it. Up until 2016, my avatar was locked into several different difficult and hard ways of seeing the world. I believed that money was scarce. I believed in forcing things. And I attracted people who would abuse me, who wouldn't see me, and who could never love me. Because I couldn't see myself, I didn't know myself, and I for sure, motherfucker, didn't love myself. But the fact that you have found manifesting miracles with me, Michelle Juanita Lamont, shows and proves that you are now in a timeline where you are exploring, you are seeking, and you are finding out what, not who, but what you truly are, my love. That when you are out of alignment, it is time to stop playing the reduced, beaten, and broken avatar where scarcity, cruelty, and separation is the standard. I can only say this because I am now guiding all of these people into their ascension and into their higher timeline by being guided myself, by investing in myself, by taking what I believed were risks. But there are no risks. There are only experiences. And that when I was done playing the avatar, being the passenger of my life, I eased into the driver's seat. I eased in to the control and the releasing of the control. The control was my energy by mastering meditating and understanding the 12 universal laws and how they applied to my life and to yours. And how, if I was really, really out of alignment, I needed to take my shoes off and my socks and go skin to Mother Earth, touching the ground, alkalizing my energy, hugging the trees, talking to the fish, to the birds, to the clouds. Now I cannot consume flesh of animals because I won't consume suffering. And by purchasing that suffering, I'm creating it. But this is not a podcast to talk about veganism. This is merely the three spiritual truths of manifesting. And you are now here with me and all of the others who are listening with us. Here's the important truth I need you to know. We need your curiosity. We need you to ask, who am I? Who am I spiritually? Who, not what, but who did I come here to create? Everybody in your reality is a version of you pushed out. So those lessons seem harder and harder if you don't learn them. And when you understand that your cosmic DNA is everlasting and ever-evolving, then you must look to the cosmos and say, if I am from that, I am free. You are not separated from the Creator. Your path, our path, it's laid by a divine team guiding you. And I know this to be true. And I know this to be true. And I'm here giving it to you, guiding you here in this reality. You could not know me. You could not see me. You could not seek me if the three spiritual truths were not part of your divine creative reality. Guiding you, directing you, teaching you, embracing you, holding you, and releasing you from the indoctrination in which you choose to be incarcerated by following the crowd. But you know you're different. You know your uniqueness is now your superpower. And the time for your ascension is now. Transferring your fear to faith is what you came here to do. You are loved. I love you. You are known. I know you. You are seen. All of you is seen. That is the first part of the spiritual truths of manifesting. But what are the other ones that I want to bring to your reality today? If all of what I've heard, you've heard so far, is powering up that battery that has at 1%, then I want you to go and listen to another episode and another episode and another episode. Just choose them at random, but keep feeding yourself this vibration. Keep feeding yourself this energy. Keep anchoring yourself in to a higher dimensional plane. It is time for your awakening. It is time for your vibrational universe to expand and to open and for you to see yourself the way that you were always meant to be seen. But how could you get there without understanding the first spiritual truth? The second one takes us to where we are right now, this chapter. Everything you've experienced was merely a chapter, not the whole story. The story requires a start, a middle, an arch, and an ending. When you watch a movie, who are you rooting for? You're hoping that they find their love. You're hoping that they get connected with the person that they lost. You're hoping that their invention makes them a multimillionaire. And then the little evil avatars come in and look to destroy them. But it pushes them further and the story expands. That's you. And all of the avatars and all of the false knowns were you breaking free from those shackles, from that incarceration. But if you can practice in this second spiritual truth, focusing in on this moment, only, and I'm going to say it again. On this moment only, right here, right now, me and you. Take a deep breath in. And release.
Do it again with me. Deep breath in.
And release.
If you can focus, just like you did, focusing in on that breath one more time, deep breath in. Then in this moment, you are creating. You are creating. Everybody wants to act brave. They want to act like, well, if you don't have those beautiful, shiny things that you see and have been taught to admire from celebrities, from the wealthy, from the beautiful, then you're part of the indoctrination. It's a zero-sum game for them. The more people trapped in that reality, in the earthbound 3D reality, the more people that will feed them that they are bigger than you, that they are brighter than you. But when you remove all of those low vibrational energies and you have the clarity of your heart and you sit in this motherfucking moment, you are creating. And so you don't post that you just went to the grocery store and couldn't find enough cheap food to buy, because that makes you less than those shiny plastic things. And when you understand that you're being vulnerable, you not pretending like everything is okay, that vulnerability in seeking other solutions is opening up that heart chakra where you believe vulnerability is weakness, where you believe in the story of your abandonment, of your guilt, of your neglect. Instead of understanding that those were simply portals for you to move through and for you to learn from and for you to gain a perspective of. And asking for help is strength. And you found this podcast and it's helping you. And you found this podcast because you were sick and tired of not seeing yourself in the way that you believe that success and happiness and joy exists. But if you were to remove all of those ideologies, those ego-driven realities, E-G-O, edging God out. If you were to remove all of that lower vibration and create in this moment in time, every single minute, every single second, every single millisecond, you are co-collaborating with the creator that created every single one of the 156 billion with a B solar systems that we are all spinning and hurling through. And when you're opening up that heart chakra to be vulnerable and asking for help, you're guided to this podcast. You're guided to this timeline. You're guided here with me and you and all of us listening together, raising the vibration of the planet. And I want you to tell a friend, and I want you to talk to your sister and talk to your brothers and talk to your partners and talk to your coworkers and talk to everybody about this podcast and help raise the vibration of the collective. Hard days will always come, but they'll also go. And they teach us. They teach us that that will come and go, and you become aware. And you become aware of the negativity. You become aware of the negativity, and the negativity serves a purpose. The negativity serves a purpose. It's not to remove you. The energy of it makes you exactly a match See, as you expand your consciousness, the matrix becomes less aware of that negativity. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to never experience it, because experiencing positive and both negative, one of the universal laws, the laws of polarity, allows you to decide which one you are going to focus on more. Are you going to put more of your powerful motherfucking divine energy into fear, into the resistance, into the negative pool of energy? Or is it enough yet to indoctrinate you, to teach you, and to balance you to say, you know what? You know what? Every time I focus in on my history, on my pain, on my suffering, more of it becomes a reality in my reality. It's a part of our reality to see both dimensions. And being aware of it gives you the freedom to choose. We are so free, we can choose incarceration. It is valid. It is important for us to suffer. It's not the stopping point. This isn't where the chapter ends. The pages haven't been written yet. But you can choose to focus more and more and more on the expansion of your consciousness in this matrix to choose the other side. And living in this moment, being focused in on the things that you want to experience most, joy, happiness, freedom, abundance, allows you to become more and more of a vibrational match in the quantum field, to creating more and more of that type of energy. The more you're aware of it, all of it, the positive and the negative, you understand that you are choosing to experience your preferred reality. You are making a conscious and a subconscious choice to put your powerful divine energy into freedom or incarceration. And you validate it every single time that you make a choice outside of this moment. And all of the truths that you've been told, the indoctrination of your soul, that that person doesn't look like you, they don't sound like you, they don't come from your country, they don't practice your religion, they don't practice the way that you want to have partnerships or parenthoods or realities, that the plants are not medicine, of course they're medicine, that the earth is not medicine, of course it's medicine. So what do? They tell you to pollute. They teach you to be a creator of destroying the planet, of destroying the vegetables, of destroying, putting hormones in everything that you eat, GMO everything. That is the indoctrination. That is the cost of you being part of the system of limited and small realities. But every day you can affirm something else, the third part. This is going into the third spiritual truth of manifesting. You can affirm it all day long, but you need to do it right when you wake up. You need to do it right when you wake up. That's why I have those mugs. You can wake up, you can scan that QR code, and you can start repeating and meditating and doing these affirmations with me. I have so many people that say that they bought my money mug and they have unlocked their money blocks. Why? Because every single day they're getting into the programming of affirming their day. Everything I create, my one-on-one coaching, 6 weeks to success, my group courses, where you'll meet some of the most amazing souls from around this little blue marble hurling through space. I offer them 4 to 5 times a year. My digital courses, you can be taking my digital courses right now and 30 days from now, become a totally different motherfucking person. But the third spiritual truth of manifesting is affirming all day long. You can start with something as simple as, I am who I am, and that is enough. I am who I am, and that is enough. I am who I am, and I am enough. I am who I am, and I am enough. I am who I am, and I am enough. And watch. Watch what that does to the vibrational frequency of your creative energy. Watch what happens in your dimensional universe. Watch your matrix change. Watch your quantum field evolve. One of the affirmations that I have on my money mug. Let me read it because I was just drinking it. I am worthy of abundance and prosperity. I am worthy of abundance and prosperity. I am worthy of abundance and prosperity. One more time for the people in the back who believe in their limiting ideologies, who still are trapped in the matrix of their limiting fears and doubts, of their abandonment, of their guilt, of their trust wound, of their neglect wound. One more time. I am worthy of abundance and prosperity, and see how fast it aligns for you. And by expanding that awareness, you move into a higher dimensional reality. Those affirming ideas need to be spoken all day long. Set alarms in your phone. Put these mantras in there, and 4, 5, 6 times a day, you're going to be saying them to yourself. I am who I am, and I am enough. I am who I am, and I am enough. I am who I am, and I am enough. One of them from my money mug. Of course, in red, the chakra of abundance, the color of abundance. I am worthy of abundance and prosperity. I am worthy of abundance and prosperity. I am worthy of abundance and prosperity. And by expanding that energy and affirming it all day long, you are utilizing the strongest tools you have, your voice, your energy, and your time, to move into a dimension, a timeline that allows you to understand that who you are has always been enough. And that all these lessons and all of these vibrational realities are all assumptions of your demise, that you were never enough, that it'll never be for you. But if you serve not your ego for abundance and joy, but your heart chakra, this monetary desire to accumulate everything will banish from your reality. And all of a sudden, you'll just become a vibrational match to more and more and more. More joy, more happiness, more faith. And all of those others will quell, will quiet, will simmer down now. My sweet child, my beloved being, you are special. You are known. And I love you. I want you to have a reality that teaches you to be kind and to be vulnerable and to admire people for their gifts and their talents, not their zeros and their red bottoms. And I'm not saying if you are one of those people who are seeking financial prosperity, you're evil. No, I live in a house that's worth $1 million on the water. I drive a BMW. I charge money for my courses. I charge money for my products. But to me, the exchange of the energy is well worth the investment. because what I pour into you energetically, spiritually, and vibrationally will absolutely motherfucking change your life. And if I'm still alive on this planet, I want you to listen to another podcast and another podcast and another podcast until you are at my next event, until you are in one of my live group coaching courses, until you are a one-on-one coaching client for 6 weeks to success, when you're drinking from the money mug, the self-love mug, the forgiveness mug, or buying one of my show mugs. The three spiritual truths of manifesting are that we are all here to be as abundant as possible. How can you live in this world without understanding that abundance is part of it, but only accepting that fear and pain and suffering is how you're supposed to live? Break free from those shackles, my friend. It is time for the awakening to take place. Your spiritual awakening has started because you found me. Your spiritual awakening is continuing because you align with this energy. But in order for you to move into the next situation, you have to start writing those chapters and stop rereading the old ones. You have to go from that fear to that faith. And that faith means that you think that you're taking a risk. You are not taking a risk. That is a wound. That is a trauma. That is a belief system that you are not worthy of trusting your own intuitive guides and that everybody else is going to take advantage of you. And then you attract those people into your reality. And then you're like, look, this motherfucker hurt me and this motherfucker hurt me. You think I don't get that? You think I wanted that sexual assault, that beating, those miscarriages? Those abandonments? Absolutely not. Not this version of me. But the higher version of me knew absolutely positively that I could not be in the position that I'm in right now had I not experienced those vibrational realities. And then I decided to start writing new chapters and stop reading the old ones. Doesn't mean that I don't go through those bouts and those chapters every now and again and reminisce on how comfortable it felt to sit in fear. So much easier when you just give in to what you've been indoctrinated to. But this is your spiritual awakening, my friend, my love, my co-star seed, my fruital being, my divine source energy. You and I, we are all connected to the Creator, and all of this is an illusion. And it's time for you to start seeing it for what it is, my love, and affirm your life. Write the new chapters and understand that this indoctrination is for the Earth's purposes of learning on the teaching planet. And for the people who are earthbound, who choose not to ascend, they are trapped in the money loop. They want more and they want to dominate and they want to steal from your energy and your soul and your creativity. But the universe made sure, your angels and your guides made sure that you found this motherfucking scorpion, Colombian American Life Path 9, who decided on October 25th of 2020 to buy a mic and hit record. And less than even 3 years into it, nearly 350,000 people have agreed. But I need you to keep pushing. I need you to keep telling people. I need you to keep talking about it. I need you to spread that word and lift the vibration of this celestial planets and allow us to be the creators of our reality and to break free from the limiting emotional handcuffs that you have been putting on every single day. Now, how do I end this podcast today? The way that I try to end almost all of them. We're going to collaborate by saying a phrase, everything is always working out for me. We're going to say it three times and then the word everything three times. Are you ready, my starseed, celestial being, love, light, divine energy? Look at you. Look at you. Look at you feeling and contemplating and questioning everything. What a miracle you are. What a miracle you are. What a miracle you are. And in 3, 2, 1, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. Again, everything is always working out for me. Everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything is always working out for me. Everything, everything, everything. All right, producers, cue that music. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. Thanks for listening to this episode of Manifesting Miracles. Now it's time for you to take action. I invite you to hang out with me just a little bit more by signing up for my newsletter. You'll get instant exclusive access to the practices that will chart your own path to abundance. And yes, spark that highest version of you. Head to the show notes right now so you don't miss a thing. Now listen, I fucking believe in you. And it's now time for you to win, win, win. Yes, yes.